Now, Brother Victor, you sent this text message to me. I saw it this morning on my way coming to church. You say, water baptism has no part in man's salvation and remission of sin. It is practical evidence of what took part spiritually. Besides, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. In addition, when Bible talks water, it is talking about the word of God. Brother Victor, I don't know if you are here. Well, I replied you that I will answer you in the church when I get to the church. This is the answer, wherever you are. When you say water baptism has no part in man's salvation and remission of sin, it lets me know you don't understand the Bible. And you don't understand salvation. Praise the Lord. Water baptism, according to you, you added that it is a practical evidence of what took part spiritually. And you added, besides, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. I don't know whether you even know the language you are using. Whether you know the meaning of becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. You don't even seem to know. Maybe you are from a theological institution. You are full of grammar without even bothering to know the meaning. Because that statement was made by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to John the Baptist to be baptized. And Jesus Christ, John the Baptist said, I have need that you baptize me, not me baptizing you. And Jesus Christ said, permit it to be so now to fulfill all righteousness. What did Jesus mean by that? If it is not important, why did Jesus go for water baptism? He said it is to fulfill all righteousness. It is a requirement for righteousness. You are not righteous until you fulfill righteousness. And righteousness is the estate of acceptability by God. An estate where you stand justified by God. Where your faith is accepted by God is called righteousness. A right standing before God. So, what is water baptism? John the Baptist, praise the Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ in John chapter 1 verse 29. And he pointed to his followers. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. What? He was referring to the law. Then in the law, if you committed sin, once every year, the sinner had to go for atonement. The soul that sinner shall die. That is the law. But man cannot live a life pleasing before God, even though the law was given. They will all die. So God made provision for the atonement of their sins through the sacrificial lamb. Instead of you to die, that animal was provided by God to die instead of you. It went back to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve committed sin, brought forth two children, Cain and Abel. In the time of sacrifice, the two children came and offered their sacrifice to God. One, Abel, offered an animal, blood. Cain offered fruit of the land, brought flowers and food and everything else to the altar. Cain, his own was rejected. In verse 4 of Hebrew, chapter 11, Apostle Paul was saying, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, faith there is a revelation. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The reason is because in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. He said, for without the shedding of blood, he said, almost all things are by the law purged. Everything is purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. That is why the blood had to be shed. Once every year, you bring it to the high priest, an animal. He said, of you to die, as you confess your sin, that animal dies. And your sin is atoned. But it was a shadow of the real thing that was coming. Because, according to Paul again in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Whereof, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou willest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. That body that God prepared is the body of Jesus Christ, that was supposed to be the lamb of God, that we die, and through his blood, our sins will be remitted. Because the blood of an animal could not affect the conscience of the believer, because there is nothing in the blood of Jesus, the blood of an animal can touch the heart of the sinner. That is why he does it every year. But this time around, it is only once. And for all, he died on the cross of Calvary, and he becomes the author and finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. Now, do you believe? Praise the Lord. Do you believe in Isaiah chapter 53 that says, who will believe our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I began to describe Jesus Christ, who he is. He was bruised for our iniquity. He said the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Do you believe? And then Jesus Christ, in John chapter 3, he says, verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In the book of Numbers, the children of Israel committed sin, and serpent was biting them, because the Bible said, break the edge, what will happen? They were dying because the serpent was biting them. And the Bible says, Moses went crying to God, and God gave him the solution. What is the solution? Make a serpent of brass and hang it on a pole. Anywhere you are, the serpent bites you. If you can come around that pole and look up, the author and finisher of our faith. He said, you will not die. Why? When you look up there, you will see the serpent that bites you hanging there. He has been judged. The same thing with us. Every problem that has reduced us to what we are today, Jesus Christ, including those curses, those evil covenants, those sicknesses and diseases, Jesus Christ took everything to the cross of Calvary and nailed them there. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. When you look up there, you will see him judged. If you are sick, by his stripes we are healed. He nailed that cross there. He broke that covenant there. And he shouted, it is finished. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and verse 16. He said, and he said unto them, this Jesus Christ told his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Believe what? Believe that you are the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary. And if you believe, then be baptized. What is baptism? You are saying that I die with Jesus Christ. He He was buried. I was there. I buried with him. On the third day he resurrected, he too gave me the hope of resurrection. Hallelujah. How can you have this understanding and downplay water baptism? As you do that and you come out according to the law of righteousness, your sins are remitted. The power that set a house over you is taken away by that simple action. Brother Victor, wherever you are, I hope you are hearing me. Praise the Lord. Shut your eye. That is the evidence that you believe what happened on the cross on Calvary. The evidence you believe is that you will be baptized. If you are not baptized, your sins are still with you. No matter how holy you are, your sins are still with you. Because that your holiness, if it does not pass through the blood of Jesus Christ, that holiness is filthy rag. It is called self-righteousness. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. And the way to the Father is through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way. No other way. No other way. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. No other way. I am the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place of the Most High. Why did he say it is secret? It is secret because people like Victor don't know it. They don't know it. It's not made known to everybody. Unbelievers don't know it. Other religions don't know it. The secret place of the Most High is to come under the blood of Jesus. Why? So that your sins, it is the sin of man that separated us from God, from the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. That separation is what was demonstrated in the building of the temple. The veil that separated where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. The holiest of holies. There, that nobody could enter. Even the high priest could enter only once in a year after purifying himself. Amen. But when Jesus Christ died, he made a way between the sinner and God. Hallelujah. When that soldier took that spear and tore his body, they did not know that they were tearing a veil that veiled God inside. And as he tore it, the Bible says, hallelujah, that same period, that veil in the temple tore from up down. And we have nobody had access to before, the Bible says we should now come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy in the time of need. Praise the Lord. He made a way to the holiest, Jesus Christ, by his blood. There's power in the blood. And that is why the Revelation chapter 12, the accuser of the brethren, verse 10 and verse 11, is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Now, the power that God used to defeat Satan is the blood of Jesus. And that is our overcoming power. It's through the blood of Jesus. And there are two types of power. The word power here, understand. There is power to cast out devils. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is power to cast out devil. And there is power as a law. Our constitution is a power. Am I correct? The constitution of Nigeria is a power. For instance, the Nigerian constitution guarantees freedom of movement, freedom of association, and freedom of speech. Am I correct? It guarantees what they call fundamental human rights. Okay? So, whenever anybody, a policeman, who is a law enforcement agent, tries to come and takes you and puts you inside prison, inside you know, anywhere detention, they are limiting your right to move. What will you use to claim your freedom? The lawyer who knows the law will take that police station plus his oga, plus anybody who will give you that right to come and hold him. Which law will he use? It's the constitution in the court of law. And then they will enforce your fundamental rights. And they will order them to release them because by that provision of the constitution, that policeman has no power to limit your freedom. Now, Satan had power to keep us in bondage. But the blood of Jesus Christ came and removed that power. Who the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you once, that's why I say, you cannot go for deliverance when your sins have not been remitted. You cannot go to law and enforce your fundamental right in America when you are not a citizen of America. Which law will you use when you yourself are an illegal immigrant? They'll be hiding and hiding and hiding and hiding and hiding. But when you have that green card, oh my, my. Hallelujah. You can go and challenge Obama. You can go and challenge the president. Under the fundamental human rights. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So water baptism gives you power. It takes away the power of the devil over you because the thing that he's using to manipulate your life is your sin. And once you enter that water and you come out, your sin is remitted. Then they overcome the devil, the accuser of the brethren, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony there is the life that you live. He will be following you up and down to see if he can use something against you. But you are living a clean Christian life. He has nothing. So if headache comes, you can go for deliverance. If demon husband disturb you, you can go for deliverance. What will we use? We will use the blood of Jesus and chase him out. That's why the Bible says we are purchased possession of God. He purchased us with the blood of Jesus Christ. We are not ordinary people. And how do you identify with it? Is to go for water baptism. Don't let any academician or theologian downplay a process for justification. Three works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is water baptism. Then you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. But your sin nature is still in you. Your sin nature is still in you. You can still commit sin. Now God begins to deal with your sin nature. And that sin nature is dealt with by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So when you come out of the water, he gives you the Holy Ghost, the power to live a righteous life. That is the second work of grace. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. The third work of grace, after you receive the Holy Ghost, is sanctification. And that is what my brother here was saying here, Brother Victor. He says, in addition, when Bible talks about what talks water, it is talking about the word of God. He is referring to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. This is what the Bible says concerning Christ and his church. Go to verse 25. But let's so that we can get the meaning. He said, this is how he put it. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 26. That he, Jesus, might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. The word of God is water. Hallelujah. That this, the third works of grace, it is like we live our normal life as human beings, practical, physical life. Every day you go out, you pick a lot of dust. In the evening you come back, you use water and wash the dirt away. That is why you walk up and down, you touch here and here, you sometimes hungry feet make you bend like a fish will bend, and then one thing or the other, you fall somewhere, and then when you come to church like this, you hear the word that makes you know that you are a sinner, you repent, and you wash away every uncleanness. And the process of sanctification is until we go home, until the rapture. We continue to wash, because we bath every day, because you mix here and here. So that is where the word of God is referred to as the water. But also in the Bible, water also, it means people, multitude, nations. Revelation chapter 17. Let's screen it. Revelation chapter 17. See the way it is put there. For those who think they know Bible, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. The harlot that sits upon many waters. See the interpretation of verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sowest, where the whore sitteth. What is the water? They are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Hallelujah. So when you see water in the Bible, it's not always talking about the word. Let me show you another one. In Isaiah again, chapter 8, verse 7 and verse 8. Isaiah chapter 8. Let me show you again what water means in the Bible. Now therefore, Isaiah is prophesying to Israel. Behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many. Who is this water of the river? He said, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. Verse 8, and he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of the wings shall fill the breadth of thy land. Oh, Emmanuel. So water also means trouble, wahala. Wahala is coming upon you, and this water that is coming, it is the king of Assyria. Praise the Lord. But also, in John chapter 4, verse 13, let's read it. Because of Victor, who thinks he knows Bible. Jesus answered and said unto her, the woman at the well. You know, he went and said, give me water to drink. Okay, you know the discussion. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water inside this well shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 15. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come thither to draw. What is this water? Hallelujah. What is this water? Verse 37, John chapter 7. That's the answer. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So what is water here? It's eternal life. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. So Brother Victor, wherever you are, you better fulfill all righteousness by going to baptize. Anybody hearing me now? For you to be saved, your sin must be remitted. No sinner will go to heaven. And sin there, the sin referred to, is not drinking and smoking. Amen. It's more than that. It's rejecting Jesus Christ. If you reject Jesus Christ, the next thing left for you is fire. Blind, our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. As we victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our Lord. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, in verse 3, he cannot see the kingdom. Then in verse 5, to make it clearer for Nicodemus, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 3, again verse 3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There is see the kingdom of God, there is enter the kingdom of God. To see the kingdom of God is to understand and to enter. Amen. Praise the Lord. To see and to understand, there are two different things. You may see it and know it like I know. But it's another thing to enter. Everybody sees we are Alausa is governor's office. Governor's house. Everybody see. Everybody knows where it is. You can stop anybody on the street and they will tell you the address. But to enter there, it's not everybody that can enter there. There's one thing to see, and most Christians only see. But the process to enter, they miss it. The Spirit and of water. Water there, praise the Lord. Amen. And the Spirit, water there. First, water baptism for your sins to be remitted. And water there, the washing of the water by the word. And the Spirit, baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are just a church member. And the first step for your Christian life is water baptism. And not too many people know about water baptism. When we talk, they say we are critics. Not that many churches that you know, they don't want to offend certain people. Because of money, they will not say the truth. They know it is wrong to dress anyhow to come to church. But because the people that dress naked and come to church, now then they give big offering. That's the reason many people don't talk the truth. Pastors. And it's a shame for any pastor who say God call you to preach the gospel, to see any condition and downplay the gospel because of money. It's a shame. It's a shame. A shame. A disgrace to the ministry. You are like a soldier that goes to the battlefield and you see gun, bullet, the shukawapa, you drop your own, you run. Why you enter soldier? even if you are dead. Why do you join army if you are afraid to die? Why do you enter the ministry if you cannot speak the truth? This mouth, my own, can never close. For any reason, any reason. Praise the Lord. There are churches that you know, big, big, big churches, that they baptize wrongly out of ignorance. Name anyone your church is among. Your church, they look at me now. Your church, they're there. Your church, they're there. Which one is your church? Eh? Younger. Which one be your own?
Catholic.
Catholic is wrong. You're there among. Wrong baptism. Younger.
Christopher.
Eh?
Protestant.
Which Protestant? For Air Force Base.
No, Cantonment.
Eh? Cantonment. I mean Cantonment. Na Barak Church. That. Younger.
Na Bride, Daddy.
Oh, Na Bride, did it? Younger. Eh?
Catholic.
I don't answer you. Catholic. Younger. MFM. MFM baptized wrong. Who again? You call?
Catholic.
Eh?
Catholic.
You call?
Bride.
You call? Now, bride, this. No, bride. You call, mommy?
Bride, mommy.
Eh? Who is coming here for the first time? Make us see your hand up. Who they call here for the first time? Which one be your own? Which one be your own, brother?
CAC.
CAC. Wrong baptism. Who again? Eh? Let me hear you.
Overcomers Christian Mission.
I don't know their own.
CPM.
CPM, wrong. Wrong baptism. Somebody shall choose me here. Wrong baptism. Wrong, wrong. Who again? Eh? I don't know that one. You call?
Christ Embassy.
Christ Embassy. He baptizes correctly. Christ Embassy. Christ Embassy. They baptize correctly. I have heard the teaching of their pastor concerning water baptism. Amen. But now let me tell you something. That is the only thing they do correct in that church. Who again? Yes? Eh?
Salvation Ministry.
I don't know about them. What of you?
Winners Chapel.
Eh?
Winners Chapel.
Winners. Wrong, wrong, wrong baptism. Winners.
Cherubin.
Eh?
Cherubin and Seraphim.
Is it not by the name of Angel Jagura? Angel Jagu? Holy Michael. Now you baptize. Wrong baptism. Who again? Yes? Eh?
The Lord's choosing.
Choosing. Wrong. Now they baptize wrongly. Yes? Who again? Which one be your own? Eh?
Redeem.
Eh?
Redeem.
Redeem baptizes wrongly. Very, very wrong. Assemblies baptizes wrongly. Trent baptizes wrongly. Who again? Presbyterian baptizes wrongly. CPM baptizes wrongly. Who again? Which one be your own? Methodist. Apostolic. Wrongly. Eh? Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. Synagogue. Then they baptize there. Yes?
Baptist.
Eh?
Baptist.
They baptize wrongly. Okay. Amen. Listen, church. I say it like this. You say, I say, make I find trouble. Listen, I talk, say, make I find trouble. Which one be your own? Oh, you want to ask a question? Okay, I will hear you. Then I will hear that, brother.
Sir, once all the church baptizes wrongly, I want to enlighten me.
I will let you know now. What of you there? Yes?
Hello, sir.
Yes?
My question goes like this. You said that the right baptism is to baptize in the name of Christ. The name of Jesus Christ.
I didn't say that today. Maybe you heard me some other day.
Yes, the other
So time. What's your question?
So my question goes like this. What name did John Baptist use to baptize Jesus Christ? In what name?
Praise the Lord. By which instruction was John the Baptist baptizing? Who told him to go and baptize?
I don't know about that.
Eh?
I don't know.
We are baptizing according to the commandment of Jesus. Okay. John the Baptist baptized under the law. And under the law, it was process of purification using water. So he baptized under the law. That's why he did not need any name. Because their salvation was under the blood of animal. So which animal name he will call? That's why the old covenant was not perfect. That's why it was done away with. The old covenant was a shadow of things to come. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17 says so. It's a shadow. That's why Jesus Christ said he came to fulfill the law. Everything in the law pointed to Christ. We are part of grace. We are those that grace came to produce. And grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That is why it says that baptism and remission of, that we should preach remission of sins in his name. According to Luke 24. Now, but watch it. Praise the Lord. Plus that sister and any other person. I said it not to criticize your church. I say it so that you can open your ears to hear. Somebody here, so that you know why God brought you here. What is baptism? Baptism is you identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, and every church believes in baptism. But God himself, Jesus himself, gave us how we should baptize. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. How are we to baptize? He said we are to baptize. See it here. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, one name of the Father, the same name of the Son, and it's the same name of the Holy Ghost. Baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, he appeared to his disciples. 11 of them, he gave them this commandment. Peter was there. Can we open Acts chapter 2? The first baptism after that commandment was given. For anybody that wants to learn, learn now. But there are some that no matter what I say, as long as they are Jew, no talker, they don't believe. But those of you who have been loose from your Jew, listen. 36, 37, and 38. Therefore, Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37. Now, when they heard this gospel, they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? This is the answer. Then Peter said unto them, repent. That is number one. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What did he say? Baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Number one. Amen. Let me show you another one. Go to Acts chapter 8. Go to verse 14. Amen. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was falling upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They were baptized in which name? But Jesus said, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Why are the apostles baptizing in the name of Jesus? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I did. hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem, is over in the name of Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. From verse 14. That's the conversion of Apostle Paul. He's blind and now he's directed to Ananias. Ananias is saying this. Verse 14. And he said, he's talking to Apostle Paul on the day of his conversion. He said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. Verse 15. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Verse 16 is my emphasis. And now, what are you waiting for? Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. That's the scripture I'm looking for. You wash, you baptize to wash away your sins in a name. And he told him, calling on the name of the Lord. Go to Acts chapter 19 again. Now in Acts chapter 19, in fact from verse 1, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper courts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Verse 4, he began to teach them. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Note verse 5 now. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Which day were they baptized? Hey, when Jesus gave a commandment, he said, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, one name. It is the name of the Father. It is the same name of the Son. And it is the same name of the Holy Ghost. Let me complete it. Let the Bible answer us. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is the name of the Father? How do you know? Go to John chapter 5. This is what Jesus Christ was saying in verse 43. Jesus tells them, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. If Jesus said he come in his Father's name, it means Jesus is the name of his Father. Everybody knows the name of the Son, so I don't have to give you scripture for the name of the Son. Now, what of the name of the Holy Ghost? John chapter 14. Open it. Verse 26. Jesus Christ speaking. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost will come in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. What shall be the name of the Holy Ghost? What will be the name of the Holy Ghost? If the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of Jesus, it simply means the Holy Ghost, the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father. Is the name of the Son. Is the name of the Holy Ghost. Now listen. To obey that commandment, I hope you know that baptizing by sprinkling is wrong, because you must be buried. and resurrect, water must cover you. And infant baptism is also wrong. Because you must first repent. Leave that child to grow and repent. If not, infant baptism is unscriptural. Now, because every man shall give account of himself. And let there be no godfather. Let there be no godmother. For there is one mediator between God and man. The Bible says, who is the person? The man, Jesus. Jesus is the only man that stands between God and human beings. He's our Redeemer. Kinsman Redeemer. Praise the Lord. So, to correct water baptism according to Matthew 28 verse 19. It's not to repeat, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. It's to obey it. Every father has a name. Every son has a name. You should bring that person after the person has repented. And don't waste the person's time with baptismal class and school. Once you believe, baptize immediately. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2, after they believe, that day when he taught them that they should baptize, 3,000 baptized the same day. There is no baptismal school. It is another error to waste your time. If you die before you finish your school, you will tell God what will happen for you. Praise the Lord. And if you be the type when they pass any exams, then you're going to repeat. While you are repeating the baptismal class, Jesus will come. You will know what you tell him. As soon as you believe, enter that water. They bring you after you repent. After you repent. If you don't repent and you go for water baptism, it is wrong baptism. You must first repent. Then the minister takes you inside the water according to Matthew 28 verse 19 and baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He brings you out. He has baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Anything other than this is wrong baptism. Your sin is still upon you. No matter the big name of your church. No matter the title of your general overseer. No matter how large your ministry is. And as soon as you come out of that water, fire will come down. You will receive the Holy Ghost. The demon tormenting you will walk out. If you repent, oh. If you don't repent, that demon will slap you. You finish, I can't go lie down with your boyfriend again for a night. Where did they come from? Honey, I go to church, oh, I go baptize. This nonsense spirit, where they worry me. They say if I enter that water, it will go. Then you come and sleep again without your boyfriend, will never marry you for a house. Have you repented? It will never work. In fact, that demon will go and bring 7 more wicked ones. So it's better you don't go there. If not, your problem may increase 7 times. Cuckoo go with only one way you get. And continue your life of unbelief. Than to go and find that one trouble. Because he will tell you, say, do you know that they almost cast me out? He will go and have meeting with 7. Do you know that this useless girl carried me go to one church? They nearly cast me out. If you say she not come back sleep with her boyfriend, that angel will not let me again. Please come, 7 of you. Before you know what? Your case gets worse. So if you have not repented, including you when they carry cocaine, including you when they thief your master things, all of you when they do bad, bad, bad things when nobody knows, including that lesbian, that homosexual, all of you when they drink beer for beer palo, all of you when never make up your mind to serve God, cuckoo go back with just that one problem after you put your offering, oh. But I pray that somebody here will be arrested like God arrested me. When I tell Prophet Ikwe my history, he looked me like this. He said, ha! That's what you be before? I said, that's what I be before. But when I met with the Lord, something happened that changed me from a sinner to a saint. Not just a saint. Until God can trust me to make me watch over his sheep. He made me his minister, his servant. Hallelujah. The best place to be is to be in Christ. Where I was, I had all the money. I was a young officer. At the age of 26 years old, I was already a captain, a flight lieutenant in the Air Force. And I was in charge of their finance. I chop and tire. Listen. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you that's the truth. The life that I lived then, despite all that one, I had no peace. No peace. The only son my mother had. So all manner of protection. I come from a largely Muslim family. They wrote all manner of rubutu for me to drink. They give me all manner of smoke to smoke myself. They do everything to save me so that they will not kill the only son she has. A woman in a polygamous family. You know, if you don't have a male child, you are finished. The only one you get, so you can imagine what it is. No peace. But when I found Jesus, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I go to my village, I go to pray, make one witch enter my room. I go leave window open. I go to pray, make one enter so that they will know who I be. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No demon can accuse me of anything. Don't tell me how many abortions I committed. Because I stayed for 20 years before I had a child, after I married. I married in 1986. I had my child in 2006. And the devil will be reminding me. Now the abortion when you commit, now you pay for now. Then I will remember. I hear the Savior say, thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, watch my prayer. Find in me thy joy in all. Hallelujah. Jump. And they make noise. Why are you happy? They ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. No more condemnation. My sins are gone. He shall then it is finished. Wash me clean. No devil can tell me I'm suffering anything now because of my sin. The blood of Jesus Christ has paid it all. Paid the price on the cross on Calvary. He paid the debt. He did not owe. I owe the debt. I do not pay. I need someone to wash my sins away. Hey. Now I can see a brand new song. Amazing grace. Lord Jesus, pay that I could never pay. I get very excited when I talk about salvation. I get so excited. Because out of all those unbelievers in my family, God came and picked me out. Oh my. He did not allow me to die in unbelief. gave me the grace. And not just to be a religious church goer. He opened my eyes to see the present truth. And moved me from religion to revelation. To walk with God by revelation. I owe so much to him. That's why I promised him I will serve him till I die. It's nothing like backsliding. He has been too good for me. Too good for me to play religion. Too good. Why people enter into the ministry to make money? I have entered to win souls. Your soul is my concern. That's why I say very hard. Maybe out of how many hundreds of people gathering here now, somebody will repent today. If that one person repents, then all this my shouting is not in vain. I don't finish.
Has made herself.